The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
Got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Hey. That's what they got that song from.
No, bitch ain't one.
And she was originating a lot of shit.
I got a bitch that's old, a bitch that's new, a bitch who loves velvet and the color's blue. I got a bitch who's fat, a bitch who's built, a bitch of all the titties get a pot of milk. I got a bitch who's funny, a bitch who ain't, a bitch who can sing, a bitch who can't, a bitch who loves fucking on an airplane. I even got a bitch off Soul Train. I got a bitch who over rags out bins. Long ends. I got a bitch who's broke as a bum, but she's the most fun. I got a bitch who plays piano, a bitch who don't, a bitch who dances naked, a bitch who won't, a bitch who's short, a bitch who's tall, a bitch who burns my paper with my hearty calls. And I love them all. I love them crazily, and they love me back. That's why they stay with me. So if you're having girl problems, I'll be there for you, sir. Got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Hit me. Alright, y'all already know what it is. And we back, y'all. Guap Times presents Chess Not Checkers. Make your next move your best move. You know who it is. It's your host with the most, your boy, Holiday Hove. We back in the building with the gang. You already know. You feel me? We're going to spin a block. Let me just know who in here. To the left.
Lee Dumb.
Like regular. Drop. So, it's your favorite neighborhood herbalist. No, we're on the outside. Fuck today. Long live Zah forever. And just have a good episode.
Mm-hmm. Ishmatic. Always ecstatic. Never erratic.
It's your boy Keys to get you right in this bitch once again with my friends, some of the OGs. Yeah.
Secret Assassin, Hollywood. Got a lot of love for everybody. You already know.
Yo, 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 you knew the vibes. It be your boy the confident one, aka Casanova. You know what I mean? Tap into the Guap Times. Tap into Calm Style Fridays. Appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Those that celebrate. You know what I mean? Happy 4th to y'all, but to the rest, you know the vibes.
You know the vibes. We back, y'all. You already know.
We ready.
We ready.
Hey, I heard about that,
Oz Free Boss.
That clip. The $232 million pound of cocaine in a settlement.
Whoa. Run that back. For the people that ain't hearing you in the back. They ain't hearing you in the back.
I don't know the vest court, but I know these motherfuckers were chasing a submarine on a boat. It was $232 million worth of drugs.
I just saw about to be about coke.
Man,
is that what the people are looking for? Fuck it. They talking about Titanic. We find out a whole bunch of yay underwater. Them all
underwater. Chasing a cell, but I think
they looking for a vintage yay.
That's a big boat.
They want coke.
Nah, they were chasing the sub.
1945.
Well, they didn't find it. They were chasing the sub. They caught that shit. That's how they found all the junk on it.
They found out the Titanic had smack on it. They went down there to look at that shit.
March 2023.
Oh, 20.
Two bodies, 3 tons of cocaine seized. Where's
that? That's hilarious.
Nigga, where? I'm going back in the game. Hollywood, you want 100? Well, he's still on 200. Yeah, like, I know he's on his feet, still love him. Maurice!
Allegedly.
Nah, they love me for real, bro.
Shout out to the fiends.
Custies. Shout out to my users. Custies.
Yeah. You can't call them fiends.
Users is horrible.
Shout out to my users.
Man, I don't call them users.
That's crazy.
They like what I call them users.
I hate that shit. that shit. Allegedly. Yeah. All this stuff is allegedly.
Damn.
I went to jail for this shit. This shit real, bro. This shit real. This shit real. This shit real.
I asked old girl to ride up.
This shit real.
I
got to go to the pack.
She said, you missed him. She was like, hell yeah. I miss him too.
You're hilarious.
Shout out to all my aunties and unks. There you go. Aunties and unks.
You said my job. You said my job. Said, Mom, you missed that last time? Hell yeah, I missed that shit.
I just can't
you
go
crazy
back.
As hell. I just got babies now. If I ain't had no babies, I was on the third. Ooh, I had a mean one coming. To Puma came.
And said, I had a run.
I looked that baby in my
eye. And then another run.
No, it
when you had that baby, listen. Listen, when that baby come out that pussy and you see that look in that eye and they look at you and go, Daddy, you go, oh, Daddy, don't go nowhere.
Where you going?
19.
Wow. Dave Chappelle kid.
Wow.
I'm telling jokes. You already know.
I know. I
when they come out, you know. They, you know. That's yours. Like it's over. And it's a dunny.
Men are stupid.
It's a dunny. Yo. I said, I got to put that phone
no,
up.
No,
bro.
I wasn't.
You
know what
wanted to happen to me?
I
didn't
put that phone up.
Old head nigga in jail. Young boy started getting rough.
Yeah.
No, I can't do it. And then the last time I was in there, the Spanish took over. I said, oh, shit, we can't even pop shit to these niggas. Y'all telling me. Oh, no. I can't come in here no more because they gonna do whatever they want to do to me. You can't go on my bunk because you said you want to go to your bunk because somebody stole your pants.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Where am I at? I'm not looking around. Where am I at? God, what you got me in? This is my last time. I repent, God. It's over for me.
Oh, shit.
Just like every time this episode is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5, if you haven't locked in or motherfucker tapped in with the boys over there at Gaslight 3.5, that's what you need to do right now.
That bomb.
Stop what you're doing and go motherfucking subscribe, tap in, motherfucking like, share, subscribe, do all that good shit. Get over there, order what you need. They dropping shit off, doing deliveries, hella fuck, the menu is crazy. Selection is off the chain. As you can see, if y'all watching on YouTube, we got three selections on the table right now. We got, I ain't even gonna give y'all the names. Y'all gotta motherfucking hit these motherfuckers up to learn what's going on. I'm tired of giving motherfuckers the drops. They gotta go find out for themselves. You know what I mean? But like every episode, we out here, 3.5, getting fried. Yo.
G-O-D.
G-O-D. Like every episode, once again, we are motherfucking sponsored by GOD, support by GOD. You know what I mean? Outside, and we pushing man. This shit hard body, nigga, for the hard body guys, bro. You gotta know what it is. Don't motherfucking get caught lacking out here, summertime, anytime, motherfucking fucked up, bodily, mentally, whatever.
Or ashy, get your shea butter up.
Get your shit together. Rejuvenate yourself.
Coconut oil, something.
Stop go over the water.
Do if something. If you do drugs, do a workout.
Better the agua.
Do something. Drink some water with your drugs. Your feet, if you don't drink alcohol.
Your feet shouldn't look like concrete.
Do something. Like, this shit is ridiculous.
It's looking bad out here. Nigga, skin ain't glowing no more.
Brush your teeth.
Your waves ain't spinning.
I can't do this. I'm gonna be
yoga. Yo, niggas teeth.
Brush your teeth and wash your ass.
Niggas teeth like sidewalks, bro. Like tombstones in their mouth. What you got in your mouth? Tombstones?
Broke your piano.
Sidewalks in your mouth?
Broke your piano.
Curved teeth.
Crazy. You got the bad teeth. You got the bad teeth.
Curb after your dog teeth.
Yo, yeah. Get your life together. Get your fucking life together. Get over there.
Yeah, how your teeth look like tombstones? It's crazy, bro.
Get your life together. Fuck the boys. Growth over destruction. G-O-D, man.
Do yo. Something.
Let's get to this motherfucking part, man. What's good?
Yo,
what's good? Before
we start the part, yo, honorable mention, want to say RIP to bro Darryl. You know what I mean?
Peace to bro.
Yeah, peace
that's RIP, fucked bro, up. Bro. I don't know what happened, bro, but.
What the hell is that?
Damn.
Darryl from.
You know Darryl, you see him.
Young brother down there.
He's being called sometimes. brown skin down. You know, look like Scooby Doo.
Yeah. I'm from Minnesota?
Bramble.
I seen what happened with that kid, Jalen Green and Jay Christopher from the Rockets.
He's helping him.
No, he's pile driving this nigga. That's right. And then when I seen the video, the nigga was yelling. Pause.
Two videos out.
I'm like, what the fuck?
But nah, word, bro.
There's two videos out. Pause.
But.
Him and that same guy.
There's two videos? There's
two videos out.
Two?
No.
Wow.
Listen, man.
Yo, these dudes are fruit boys.
Where is the fathers, man?
It don't even matter. Like, these dudes like butt.
My man opened his legs up like he know how to do that shit.
They both like, butt bandits. They both butt bandits.
Out of eye.
Yeah, bro.
They was liking that.
My man holding his legs up in there.
He stopped when the clip I saw, and I'm like doing other shit. And I said, and I'm like, wait a minute. And when he stopped, it was like it's like a chick. Like, he just like, all right, it's over. Like, wait a minute. Nobody offended.
They've been doing it in the same.
They be in like training, they be in tribute like robots.
Training days.
And they don't be around no girls. That's how you get. That's how you get Zion's and Ja Morant's. Because they're not, they prep for the money. They're not ready for it.
That wasn't no play shit. That's why he was really enjoying that shit.
Bro.
That nigga dick was ass.
That was ridiculous
bro.
Right there.
They don't know what they... Listen, bro. These dudes don't know what they are.
But pause, you know, you got the community out there. We always say the wrong thing, but these guys need to know that, all right, everything is not like, you don't do that.
And you got
people recording.
And look, and the person who recorded probably didn't make the NBA, had this shit all the time.
You don't do that. Just to mess you up.
Pay me.
And you just playing with your own
you
way.
We need to play that way.
Yo, yeah. This is how it goes. They don't fuck with me. I came on tickets for the game.
They probably heard.
I got this video. Y'all humping. You emailed me $50,000.
I won't be surprised.
Now 100,000.
Pause everything. Pause the whole system. If they doing that shit and somebody recording, we don't know what they lives gonna be in the near future.
Cause them niggas been doing this shit and let somebody.
It was like,
who the fuck gonna let somebody record them?
That was the whole thing. That was the whole thing. Motherfucker recording it on some sex shit. This nigga on some gay shit. I'm about to record this nigga.
Yeah.
Not even motherfucker knowing if he gonna blow or back.
Need to go to jail. You R. Kelly ass nigga. You was recording shit and young boys doing something.
He probably a kid. He probably
the
age.
He the age. He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
He
probably,
yeah,
probably
that nigga was in college.
Probably one of their friends.
That's the nigga. That's the nigga.
That nigga in California.
He might be in the league.
He's in California.
You never know.
He might be in the fucking
league. You never know,
sure. But it showed four niggas in college.
Why are you humping boys?
Word. Playing them grown games. Y'all already got the ticket to the NBA because they know who they want. Young. AAU team, all that shit. They already know.
They already know.
Nah, man, they
why are you humping boys?
That was their way to get in.
Do that bullshit, then
I'm coming to get you, boy.
Maybe.
Seen your video.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And I like you.
I like your body.
You might be good on our squad.
Yo, people,
father,
he just came home.
You ain't seen the video with him?
Yeah, I
that dude from the
Bulldogs
shit, they made that shit called the Boogie
Warrior. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
came home. Why they giving that
nigga a platform? He went back to jail because he missed.
The real person?
Yeah, he's a real person.
He did 40-something years in jail.
Yo, he's stealing his ass.
They fuck around, bro.
Yeah, bro, he's in there stealing his butts.
He did 40?
They had a whole docu of him in the
yeah.
60 minutes.
Crazy.
About this nigga?
And nigga did 40.
He want more. He want more butt. He want more shit. He want to be in more shit. He trying to get more shit.
Dave, what are you going in for?
Butt.
He left something. He left his purse, nigga. He left his purse in there.
Put it in for stealing booty.
He left all his commissary in there. Somebody got.
Yo, in the prison,
they got a whole bunch of lockers. He going in there.
In prison, it don't be the big. It don't be no big monster looking nigga. It be a regular dude.
Bro, he probably
ain't seen that.
It don't be, it be bro, a regular dude. It don't be. They don't be. They just talk that shit and they get into that room. Sucking my dick. They start paying for the dick.
Niggas
ain't
got no lipstick. They use the
Kool-Aid,
nigga.
No, that's how the gay niggas do. Nah, bullshit. Say shit the gay niggas do.
You know what it is. I seen a couple of them in there.
Nah.
Niggas be fucked up and they know where to go. That's what it be. It don't be fake. Niggas be fucking with money and gay niggas got money and they slide that room.
They're
like that motherfucker, that gremlin, the female one. I wish I could have seen this nigga's face.
I was in there.
That nigga doing that other shit, man.
That's real.
My thing is, you got a whole community right now. Come out.
There won't be on. There won't be on.
Just go out there, the LGBT, the whatever the other shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be people.
I was in a cell with a dude. He got 17 in, right? The prayer mark, prostration mark on his head and everything, right? Super Muslim, super doing all that super shit. Fun basket of the year. This dude was at the door window like this. All the freaking shit I ever seen about. I said, Joe, no, bro. But then when I bust myself, he was like, yo, that nigga on that type of time. I was like, yo, how did he don't act like he the toughest nigga walking around the bed, blah, blah, blah. He was on that type of time with the Spanish niggas, bro.
Yep. Yeah.
I said, whoa.
ASAP.
Whoa, I was happy as hell they sent me to Bayonne Hot.
No, I ain't bad. Back my throat.
All right, you can't breathe. We got another one, y'all. We got another one, y'all.
Look at that.
We got another one.
Close the door.
We got one.
Bobby Williams.
We got one.
Bobby Williams. Monty.
Baby lungs.
Bobby Williams. That's real, bro.
That was an excuse to do it. That's how you get it up. Oh,
wham!
You get it out.
Wham! 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 Yeah, flat.
You'd be surprised if on that side, but I don't knock them.
Nah, teachers on, man.
Like if you do that, that's what you do. Just don't force it on my kid and tell them they can't tell me.
I'm pretty sure it's gay people that's out there that don't agree with what fucking.
Nah, there is, bro.
LGBTQ community is off of.
That's like, because you know what it is. It's the younger generation that's trying to push the agenda because these politicians have made it so much of a platform and gave them a voice, bro.
Super lucrative.
That anything that they could think of is motherfucking a platform now.
Think about this. It's like any group that fights for human rights for that race.
I was about to say,
bro. Say the truth. Any
consider this any as a human thought rights. That
a white person can conceive is now considered a platform for them to motherfucking stand on. Like,
she even off right platform. Right.
Black Lives Matter.
They use our shit too.
Yeah. Damn. White people
fucking own Black Lives Matter.
It's black people.
Is that the front? Are they in the front or are they really?
It was two different ones.
They really on
black lesbians.
But they motherfucking on some scamming shit. They done took money and bounced and all that.
They just be there for show.
Of course, the white people took the guilty whites. They contribute.
They got a fucking group for everybody, bro.
But that's the whole thing.
They make them up.
They push their motherfucking narrative, and then it'd be like, oh yeah, we fighting under this banner. That shit ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Y'all some white females? Say white females. They're motherfucking. That's how they made the feminist movement.
Yeah.
And got all the black females to motherfucking stop dealing with the actual problem, which was segregation, black and white situation, and they tried to say, oh no, you should motherfucking be like the feminist movement and have all women have that. Because now you separate
motherfucking women empowerment. Women empowerment. We're supposed to be equal to men no matter what. No.
Because in our society, we found motherfucking value in each other.
Exactly.
We found value in each other. In the white society, they don't find value in their fucking women. Bitches is there just to look pretty.
That's it.
They named a whole garment after them niggas, white beaters.
Yeah,
bro, word.
I got one on right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's why a woman will never be a president. A white woman ain't having that shit. White men?
They don't play that shit, bro.
They ain't having that. They all gonna jump off somewhere. Some shit like that, bro.
They shit is totally out of control.
That's why they went and voted for Obama.
Yeah,
they're not playing with Hillary.
They went with Obama and then they said,
"Jeans." You know, this on all shit with jeans,
with
business suits. Okay, Trump got her out of it, right? Trump got her out of it, and that's the funniest man I bet y'all. That looks hilarious, bro.
Yeah. They gonna push one female through though. It's coming.
You need at least six to eight more. Look, they got the old white man back in the seat right now. They seen the Kevin Samuel movement.
They seen the entertainment movement. They see the mass. They see that the movement is moving where they want it to be anyway. And they say, you know what?
Keep it going.
Here we go. Here you go, Trump. Here you go, whoever think like Trump. Here you go, right here. Pray for you.
Now, if you think about it, that shit is over with.
Yeah, I heard about what they did.
They better change the family court laws.
Yeah, affirmative action.
They suspended that shit.
All that shit is up now. That's why the women are getting mad because
they did pass a bill also that says that it's okay for businesses to discriminate against,
They wanted that anyway. They did. Listen, I had a dude that told me, right dude from New York, they had to send us to New York in the store. And he said, nobody cares about them. He said, the whole thing is politics. He said, listen, I don't care what people, I ain't racist, but he said, these people really like black people? No, they want you to vote for them. So they act like they like you. The same thing with that, them gay people. It's the same thing. He said, if I put a flag in my store, I know I care. Instant
sales.
Peep sales from anybody.
So that's it's marketing. Product placement. That's what I said. He said, oh, I got to put a flag. He said, I don't give a fuck what they do. He said, as soon as I put this in my store, I'm going to get people that's going to come in regardless. If you don't put it there, they're going to like, iffy. I just put it there, and it's for any business. It's all business know that. Put that sign up. Put that flag up in the store. You don't got to support nothing. Put that flag up. Or watch. Because it's going to be like affiliation. Nah, well, these people ain't gay, but since you with it, what the fuck it
supposed to do?
Yeah,
we fuck with you over here. Come fuck with us.
I'm telling you, it's all business, bro. Actually seasonal, everything is business. It's like token Negroes. You got a token. You a token Negro to job? Yeah, it's the same thing, bro.
Just like with Juneteenth, nigga.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's all the same, bro. Black shit. It's all the same.
You can make a dollar off it. You know, motherfucking exploit it.
You got another game.
Make a dollar off it.
Playing hip hop today.
We gonna exploit it.
They play hip hop all day if that's the majority of the workers.
Every commercial is hip hop.
It's that angle.
Every motherfucking
who low, like construction. We doing the shit. They cut all the music off and do some bullshit. They said put the music back on. Everybody's up here. Only music pace pick right back up. Everywhere you got all around the whole it's building. The
no
all
music,
no different
music
shit.
Gonna be like our music.
Nah, it don't matter. Yeah. You all your building hit different music
you
all day.
You play that honky tonk shit. You can do whatever you want. Everybody gonna do the same boo hill, ass looking boo hill. We go there and say, screw it, and put that shit on. You gonna see motherfucking somebody, Nana, Grandma. No, let me fuck that. Mama, Grandmama, Daddy, Papa. All that shit gonna be moving fucking around over there. Alright? The practice, they steal our shit regardless.
Nah, they ain't doing shit.
They bored. Look, they so bored over there. That's why they want to migrate to where we at.
Unseasoned chicken.
You know what I mean? They bored. They in Kansas.
They
moving
close.
They
moving close to
the
cheaper
places. They moving. They think we won't go.
They moving close to
the
cheaper.
And
cheaper
the world
than
is
yet.
Changing.
Man. It's coming to them.
You know what I mean? But the whole point is, see, we being stupid because. Our young people being stupid, all this shooting, all this black stuff over here, we don't need to be doing that. We don't need to be killing nobody. Get your paper. Get smart. If you don't go to school, read a book.
It's your time for
you know
that,
what I mean?
It's your time for
read a book. Because now you got this phone. If you're a parent right now, and you're 18 years old, girl, you got a baby in your stomach. Make sure you read a book while that baby in your stomach.
Make sure
that baby read a book when it's out of your
stomach. Say one more generation for that kid.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
There's another generation.
You know what I mean? Put them phones down. That high use. What is it? Hot top?
Because look at it. The drug game is dead. Dudes ain't gangs. They ain't gangs. But really, she's dead. She's dead.
They got a whole bunch of shit they be putting down. Yeah.
High top.
He old.
No, that's some shit that they got going on. High top. They got a new high top. I see some shit that somebody was lying.
High top?
Yeah. They might be lying.
High top?
Yeah. High top. Like some new shit that do that shit.
He old, y'all.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, that one, y'all.
Oh, I heard some new shit called Spill.
You got TikTok and Hot Top.
Yeah.
There's a new app coming out called Spill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, I don't know. It's
everybody
good
on Twitter. They fucking shit up.
They making money off this shit.
Twitter fucking up.
Twitter's still showing porno, so.
But niggas jumping on that.
They gonna be there forever. As long as they showing porn, they gonna be up forever.
Twitter can go.
Maybe I jumped too early. It's coming though. You see that shit out? Matter of fact, I'm about to patent that shit. So when it come out, I got money off that shit.
Hot top.
Yeah, this is coming. I saw it.
Y'all heard it here first.
Hot top.
Hov told me about the that Timu style.
Whoa. If you know, you know.
You gotta spend that math, y'all.
Girl, hold on.
If you know, you know.
She
you heard? Listen, bro. You gotta understand. That's for those talks. That's for them rooms. When these cameras and these motherfucking mics get cut off. And niggas motherfucking really build on what it really, really is. Because niggas ain't ready to motherfucking build for real. If y'all ready to build for real, y'all know how to tap in with us. Y'all would be motherfucking supporting and be, you know what I mean? Sticking to the ground, nigga, like boots, nigga. But y'all not. If y'all is, these numbers would look different. You heard?
They still have money.
But yeah, you know. Nigga, we legally stealing money over here. Legally stealing money, my nigga. That's why I put them. You know what I mean? I live on the guap times, nigga. It's time for that bread. Gotta get that money, nigga.
ASAP.
Yo, but did you hear about the mom and the son we was talking about last episode? They got acquitted of the charges.
Yeah. Acquitted. All charges dropped. All charges dropped. You heard? That's how I man, listen. Sometimes you gotta motherfucking just give.
They ain't suing the police, I believe.
They need to. Listen.
Yeah,
all the millions.
I said they're gonna settle by like half of that.
I need all the millions. About 15?
What?
Give me 15.
Dude,
we're gonna settle by like
at the end of the day.
You know why? I'm only saying it because.
You did something to my mother. Right? And I handled the situation. She already said, there's witnesses in there. Why you want to put me in jail for protecting mine? Not saying that, you know what I mean? But
preliminary.
I know, but I mean, but still.
The reason they trying to put him in jail is because he ran down on boy and he shot him
again.
Like he ran, like he was walking down.
And so y'all know, police, if y'all know, if I shoot somebody and I let them live, they definitely coming back me from the hood. So now they gonna kill me or somebody in my family. I'm not gonna finish. When y'all shoot motherfuckers, when y'all shoot
and y'all shoot to kill.
Yeah, y'all shoot to kill.
Y'all shoot to kill.
So stop it. Like this is not nothing that we don't know.
Y'all don't shoot the injured.
I'm hunting. I'm not gonna shoot a dead in the ass and say, oh, should I miss? Let him run around and bleed. Somebody else gonna get him. You know what I mean? No, you shoot to kill.
That's like shooting.
And that's why. All these young kids is out here killing because this is what y'all put out here in the world.
That's some crazy shit.
What did he expect from a 14-year-old boy, your grown-ass man hitting his mom?
Yeah.
14-year-old boy going to
prison. I'm killing you.
A grown man wouldn't even got that far because we'd have been getting it in.
You wouldn't have been talking to her like
that. That man.
Yeah.
He was a grown man.
And that's what he should have done.
But he was scared for his mom.
He punched that lady hard.
Yeah.
He smoked that nigga.
That nigga knew exactly my
stop fucking playing with people.
He knew the protocol, nigga.
White or black.
Somebody
all
touch your mother, take him out.
Only thing I'm saying is when I seen the other video, he already had the strap. The little nigga was walking around with the pole on him
already. The nigga went to the car and got it. Because she told him to go get it. Because the nigga was acting up already before the motherfucker started recording. The nigga was already acting up. Started motherfucking talk to her crazy. And she told him, go to the car. Go get that. And he came back in the... And he was already motherfucking going off. He's sitting there saying, oh, say one more thing. And she like, nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing. All that. Boop. He hit her. He wound up again to hit her again. Boop. Hit her again. Try to hit her again. Little bro took him out.
Bro. I respect from a 14-year-old boy.
Bro.
In Chicago.
And this shit is... And her motherfucking shit is legal.
In Chicago, in the hood.
Oh, yeah, her weapon legal.
Yeah.
Anything good.
Her weapon legal.
Yeah, you can sell carrots, that motherfucker. And they got that purge law. Yeah.
Like, you can't even... Don't even motherfucking
say that.
He gotta come home.
See a nigga in Chicago.
He's supposed to.
I ain't like how my man was moving over.
I seen a video of his mom's. She had a shirt with the picture of old boy on it. With Knockout King. That was the motherfucking print on her shirt. With him. And then she doing a little... Everybody asking me about... Oh, why I put Knockout King on my... Because he was a Knockout King. In the hood, right there, around such and such, around the hood.
So he tried to knock out a woman and got blasted.
And they didn't even put it down.
You want to live on your name? This is the thing that gets me.
Yeah.
What motherfucking niggas been teaching the young motherfuckers that this hood shit give you a name and that name means something. No, nigga. Your name means something. Stand on your name. If your name don't ring, nigga, I don't give a fuck what made up shit you done did or whatever street shit and somebody else nicknamed you. That shit don't motherfucking count for nothing if your name don't count for nothing. That's what niggas need to be teaching motherfuckers. Instead of the, oh, little Ray Ray, oh, little shoot him up, little motherfucker hop out and shoot, stand over him, little step on niggas, little 45, little clip, little Glock, little whoever the fuck, name after a gun, little name of a gun.
Big time little Jenkins. Tall little Jenkins that went to school. Tall little Jenkins with a switch on it. That went to school and played sports, but became a lawyer. Became a doctor.
I just want...
Had both parents.
I want better.
But if you didn't have one parent, you had a mother. You had a father. You got a grandmother. You got an aunt. You got a cousin. You got people on the block that was nosy, that always told on you when you were doing something wrong, but it's a village to take care of a kid. Right. Be that person. Facts. Let me tell you something. Y'all going to be lost out here with them. Put them phones down. Mm-hmm. Read a book.
Come to the library, you heard?
You heard? Hi, Mr. Cow.
Yeah, like, yo. Everybody can shoot a gun, but you can't do nothing when you go to jail. Young boys, young ladies, young boys, young ladies.
You can't even read your mail. You can't even read your paperwork.
And when you go in there and somebody breathing over you while you sleeping, shitting and stinking because they illing.
Yeah. You paying niggas. You dig that? Paying niggas to read come your shit for you.
I ain't built for that. 16-year-old, 15-year-olds killing for these young big boys. They're young big boys. They young themselves.
Young big boys. That's tough. Man. Put that on. Damn, that's a super boy. Excuse me. But, yeah. I like that slogan.
Come on, man. You young, you big, but you're a boy. Inside. Pause.
Stop at the steps.
They OGs ain't shit.
I'm talking some real shit. Like,
they old heads ain't shit.
That's what this podcast is for, nigga.
They old heads ain't shit.
But pause on that. You know, I was just like, come on, man.
I didn't go through too many blocks where they hold blocks solid. I really can't even say that. Like, I really can't say that. Like, everybody doing something. Real everybody. Shit. Everybody is not like a command, but everybody fall in line to, you know what I'm saying? We have rules. That's why everybody, it's like the way everybody is. I can't go through everybody block and say that, bro.
We on camera.
I can't say that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I don't really know too many blocks like I say, yo, they block ran right. You know what I'm saying? This block ran right. Like, the old head is about something. The old head gonna check them over there. Y'all doing dumb shit. Right. Cool the fuck out. Don't go shoot these niggas up. Don't go do this. Chill out, go get some money if you're in the trap.
No, they don't want us giving them the guns.
I'm just saying.
Because they don't want them to get the money.
I'm saying.
Because they washed up.
Yeah, the wrong blocks is.
They washed up.
The wrong blocks is.
They washed up.
It's a fact.
The real shit is, if you don't see nobody be better than you, you washed up. That's the whole point. Get money, buy property, stay true to yourself, love people, treat people the way you want to be treated, first of all. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Don't get out here and act like an asshole because you can, because you think you that dude. Don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Because no girl gonna like you anyway. You know why? She fucking the next man. Oh, I can't take him out. He don't know how to act.
Lame ass nigga.
Come on, man.
Leave that nigga on the block while she out popping with
Get your money by any means necessary. Get your money. Just don't kill or rob if you don't have to.
Right.
But if you're back against the wall, I understand, but just don't kill. You can hit a nigga in the head with something and just keep it moving.
Yeah, you already know. Yo, we're just born. That's why I'm bringing up this next topic. Motherfucking Busta Rhymes at the BET Awards.
Oh, yeah. He deserved that shit.
But that nigga motherfucking let niggas know. OGs is still out here putting in work. Still motherfucking, you know what I mean? As he said, busting niggas ass. Pause. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was a whole...
That nigga was in the club.
Who else was in there? Who's in the club with Busta?
This
nigga was in the club with Busta.
Speed. I ain't even see Busta. I see Busta Star and Speed. Me, you, and I know. Say, Speed, where Busta at? Smith Star was out by himself. Busta wasn't even there. But Busta gets so much love because he's an OG. Shout out to Busta. Yeah, nigga.
Shout out to Busta. Busta.
We love your music, Bus. Yeah, man,
you
got
a lot of work. You got a lot of work.
Well, he's about crazy. That's how you know he was a Busta. You know, he was a new school.
Busta's the god. Busta a real nigga. That's
yo,
true.
That's a fact.
All I can say is, as an artist, one of my favorites, like when it comes to flows, like, if y'all listen to my comp styles and you hear any of my flows, I listen to a lot of Busta Rhymes growing up. I listen to a lot of Busta, Luda, Bone Thugs, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit. But Busta, he always had the fire visuals, always had dope-ass beats, and he always wasn't afraid to go outside the box and just do some crazy shit. Like, shit he was doing in the time then, I feel like the only artist now that I could compare to that, like, probably, like, video-wise, might be, like, DaBaby, like, some of his videos.
Yeah, DaBaby.
Because you feel like he probably watched Busta Rhymes growing up. But Busta Rhymes videos was crazy growing up.
Like, you got who you really listen to?
He really making movies.
Foosh yeah. Niggas and Shaq, nigga. He was a Foosh Niggas and Shaq. Yeah, he was a Foosh Niggas and Snack.
Snack.
Shaq.
What?
Snack. All Shaq used to do was eat shit while you were snacking all day in the video. Biggest I know, Shaq. That was snacks back then. Foosh nigga, that video when that shit came out, you ain't
know that's what you called them?
Yeah, I
don't know Foosh. No, I'm just saying, always eat snacks. Because he had the money. He just, every time you see him, he eating shit like popcorn. I'm Shaq. My bad, Shaq.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna buy you a house, man. Shaq used to eat all the time. Like, you know what I mean? We came out young, like, you know what I mean? Just always eating.
He was crazy as hell going on dates, though. He was stupid.
Oh, he was always
the girls be tiny as hell. He had a regular easy
skin. He had a big man.
He always eating. That's how he said he was eating. That's how he got that big. Pause.
They don't give a shit. This nigga taking him down.
He be putting them bitches in his pocket, carrying them around.
This nigga was always out of
Shout out to Shaq.
Shaq Snacks.
Yo, I never. I just found out recently watching him on Instagram. I ain't know Shaq owned Forever 21. That's crazy.
That nigga owned everything, bro.
Yeah.
Shaq owned a little bit of everything. Believe it or not.
We're keeping that money.
That movie theater in North up there says.
Everything.
I knew that.
This nigga got motherfucking everything.
Drop their movies there. All them niggas from North premiere their movies there. We premiered our movie there, the city when we had the premiere.
Yeah, what's my man name?
He do it all, man.
Smash Hits.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Do it all.
Shout out to Smash Hits, yo.
That's my guy.
Smash.
Shout out to the city. Watch the city, y'all. If y'all looking for Southern Watch on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Is that going? Nah, but.
If you ain't see it, go check it out.
That shit was tough. It's a movie, too, though. You saw the movie?
No.
It's they a got whole a movie.
The series, and then they got
it's
the movie. Wesley,
then it's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, with Jaden York in it. The dude from Gridiron Game.
Oh, my man from Jersey City.
Yeah, Jaden York. Yeah. Jay Yorker. I'm sorry. Jay Yorker.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I like that little thing. That was tough. Mm-hmm.
Yo, but nah, real quick, like I was gonna say, I saw
Joker smiley face.
I
got that smile face on. Nigga. You gonna take somebody?
Yo, you seen that? I gotta finish watching that. Yo, that smile shit.
Hold on, let me finish watching real quick. Yo, I seen Busta perform 3 times. One time it was with Wu-Tang and Nas, killed it. It was him and Flip Star. The other time, it was at the Roost Picnic. It was him and Split Star. And then Eve came out after Busta. But yo, what I want to say is Busta, bro, live wise performance, bro, got the best breath control out of any artist I've ever seen. Bro. He could be like I seen him do some shit where he started off rapping real low, like to the point where he whispering. And then he turned up, bro. He hits his catalog and the way he got his settlers up, he be lit, bro.
He pulled this nigga up on stage.
What? He put you on stage, yo?
Boss. I was going crazy. What the hell is that?
He put him on your show. He put you on
stage. Boss.
This is all like, yo, get in the go stage. You ain't taking my job.
He put you on stage.
He's just going to start off.
If you really
want. Boss, hold on, bro.
If you really
want. Hold on, bro. Yo, we used to have some time, boy. Boy, this nigga used to be giving regular girls $20. Look at that. He has so much money on him. Like, what are you doing? She was gorgeous, though. You know, crazy. Yo, we had some times, bro. We used to do y'all heavy.
Heavy, bro.
He had some time.
Heavy.
You know, back then was a different time, bro.
Back the first then, time she remembers him.
I remember the chick that that was the girl I met at Miami, and she came to New York, and she saw me, and she's like, "Lito, I remember you," and I'm like, "That's crazy."
That was when we were in the club when I was in New York, and we got kicked out, and he fucking.
Yeah,
right on
here. We fighting for the club. The girl like, I said, she said, Jamal, I said, bitch, I'm saying my motherfucking name.
We was in VIP, and then when we got out, we waiting. I'm like, where the fuck these niggas at? So we standing outside, waiting. This nigga was still in there. After everything happened, we outside.
We gotta take a short intermission, yo. Short intermission. We be right back.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills. I got the CMOS gel. I got the elderberry. I got everything. Everything that you need right here. At your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction. That LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
Hey. Here we go again.
Hey. 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 Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Right, don't gotta read.
Hey,
we had the Waffle House. Yeah, we on Tennessee. No, I'm not trying to sell my niggas. I just heard it's in a G. Thank you, nigga. Credit Google. I be in your bitch dream. I'm trying to run that money up. I'm trying to see some big things. These hoes keep blowing up my phone, but I just let that bitch ring. My shit is stacking when it's 7 feet tall. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get straight to the bread. Keep on running up that chain.
And we back.
Snapping at your bitch. She know my name.
Back. And we back, y'all.
Holla.
Yeah. I know y'all missed us. If y'all was watching us, y'all know we ain't going nowhere. But yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's how I know when motherfuckers is really fucking with us, yo. You know what I mean? I do this shit for the motherfuckers that really fuck with us. You know what I mean? If you really fuck with us, if y'all really fuck with us, y'all be tapped in. Tap the fuck in. Let me know, nigga. Put it in the comments, nigga.
Beat up.
Real shit.
You don't tap me, you getting beat up.
Flame that shit up. I'm gonna fuck y'all up. I swear to God.
Come take a shit in your house.
Next time I see a nigga, I swear to God. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Hov, I watched the pod.
We gonna fuck you up. Take your phone. We don't see. I just shared the app. We gonna beat you the fuck up. All day.
I'm gonna download that shit to your phone.
Spin your girl mouth.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he gonna spin your girl mouth.
She get Zion.
You heard?
Get your girl pregnant. BBC your girl down.
What? Yo, nigga trying to blank you. Yo, did y'all see that shit? The nigga Adam 22, his wife.
Yeah.
Got black.
He was mad as hell.
His wife got black.
Yeah, he got
hell. I don't know if y'all know what black is. If anybody know what black is,
you know
put
what
it
black
in the
is,
comment.
Nasty bitch.
I'm pretty sure.
Once you go black, you'll never go back.
I'm pretty sure for
she done
for the porn watchers.
He slid in and he said, "Wait a minute, what happened?"
Adam 22, the white guy from No Jumper. He has a fucking porn star wife, baby mother, whatever. And
I knew
she just recently
like
did a porn scene with a black guy on Blacked.
Right.
The site that motherfucking basically is black niggas punishing white women. You heard? And she got trashed. And I'm not sure if you've seen it or not. I know the numbers gonna go up. Y'all, niggas gonna make them rich. I don't know if I would have a problem with it
if I know
the bread coming home. But damn,
that's a lot. Listen,
she jumped mad girls with him though. They be jumping
exactly.
Mad
girls is one thing though.
I know, but I can't do it. Bro.
They be taking mad dick in there on a daily basis.
She ain't piped down.
Yeah! What's that Migos song? Pipe it down! Pipe it down! Pipe it down!
That nigga said he felt sick to his stomach. Of course.
Exactly!
This nigga looked like some other nigga. Like a Terminator. Like a fucking Terminator.
The pussy has been annihilated.
I seen my man take down bitches before. He takes them down. Bro, I watched them shows, bro. I watched them shows.
And she gotta come home to this nigga.
He ain't gonna. He got. She gotta come
to this white man.
I think the fact that he married her is crazy. This is out.
He go. He just married them.
That paper that he writing on?
Fuck that, right?
He's smoking, smoking. Sitting in the basement. Smoking on the tree.
That's new one.
He said, you have sex yet? What y'all here doing? It's a movie, bro. That was a dope ass movie. That shit about 20 years, right?
Yeah. Boy, stop.
That's on the girl.
Boy, stop.
What's up, dude?
So, where you going, Carlos?
Ratley, though?
I'm
done. Oh, where you going, Carlos?
Jackson.
So
good.
He's done. He's done.
Let's go with that. You need a bag? You had a bag.
Anybody heard that Thugga Thugga album?
I listened to some of it. It wasn't a big achievement. It wasn't
I'm glad he ain't using that voice. Auto-tune shit no more. He was using that auto-tune. Remember when we came out with Lil Wayne and them Cash Money and all them boys and Rich Homie Quan, he was using that auto-tune.
Yeah.
But right now, you hear his voice, but it ain't really him.
Slide over.
That's what he did already. And if he would have sat there, he probably had the auto tune on it.
Yeah.
He would have did it right. Yeah,
he wasn't home, so
he put it together for him.
Too much say what you know what I mean?
He probably just put it out.
But I think I'll tell you right now, if you in jail right now, homeboy, your shit sound good with your brother's voice, nigga. Your words, you can rap your ass off.
This album you definitely did motherfucking hear
fuck
he was saying.
He can rap.
You actually motherfucking articulate anything motherfucking you saying. Because then,
without people. But you know what I mean? This Jersey City talking to you, homeboy. You'll be alright.
Did y'all hear that that new album that Currency was? It's like a, you might say it's an album, but it's more like an EP.
Currency and Harry Fraud? That's an album, bro.
Vices. Yeah, it's called Vices.
Bro, everything he dropped is an album.
Nah, Harry Fraud. No, he did some shit with Jermaine Dupri. That was a couple months ago. But the new shit I'm talking about is him and Harry Fraud. Currency, yo.
He drops some
Currency
every
drops
month.
Like every month, pretty much.
Because like, he do it independently that he can do it like that. And he got the fan base that people really. Because you know his music, you hear him on music.
Right.
You know what I mean? His flow, his style.
He ain't a slave.
At all. And he ain't switch up yet. He ain't.
Got a solid
since
stand.
He came
I
in.
I ain't killed nobody in my raps.
Since he came
I know I can say right now, who got two of the most solid fan bases, from what I see, like people going to shows, like people that's not known, like him, and I'd probably say Larry June. And they both fuck with Alchemist, like on a lot of the.
Who Larry June? Who that?
Larry June, he from the Bay. He fired. He a dope artist. I say his style is dope because it's like. It remind me of like an East Coast flow, but he rap over like Bay type beats and like classic beats that niggas know. But he independent too, and he do tours all around the country too, just like Currency.
But, that's not that guy that got that new song with Kendrick Lamar that's on the radio. That's
Kendrick? Not him. You know song with Kendrick?
Kendrick got some new shit on the radio. Yep. At least he's playing down where I'm at. I play that down. I like Simba.
Yeah, I fuck with Simba.
I fuck with Simba.
I like labels.
He be
I like
talking shit.
Niggas like that.
He be talking shit.
You gotta understand, if you hear on Kid Jamal on your way, that's the way they, that's what they play Cause you're not South.
Girl, they play all your girl music on radio down there.
You know what I'm saying? You're
girl
not
music is everywhere.
You're like a certain time when they play music. When you go by, you got to change the station.
When I said it,
other station down there. So
Philly
yeah,
ain't nobody want to hear my shit.
They listen to more of certain things that. I mean, we gonna rep our people. That's what we do up here. We rep our people.
I mean, yeah, and no.
The only way we can listen to other shit because we got other ways to listen to shit. But when it comes to our people, we gonna rep our people.
I feel like if you look at the radio as a means of music.
No, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about our people.
I know, I'm just saying, though, but
as far not as... Not white, black, or nothing like that. I'm talking about far as musically.
No, but look what I'm about people. To say, though.
Those
say,
are two different ranges,
as far as regional... Like, regionally where you are, that determines the type of music that you hear. But certain artists are mixed in. Like, you'll hear Glorilla played on
'97. She's not there where I'm at.
The whole point is,
I'm just saying, like, internet. Back in the day.
Go on the internet, you're going to hear a lot of music.
What I'm basically saying is, back in the day, when you listen to New York radio, you heard New York artists.
Yeah.
Now, you hearing down south shit, you hearing West Coast shit. They never played nothing other than New York shit on Hot 97 and 105.
You got played.
Not really like that, though. There wasn't playing.
If you was motherfucking Juvenile, Hot 97. You put a Juvenile drop?
Flex, maybe.
He was hot, Flex?
Yeah, as I said, you got to be hot.
Flex?
Juvenile, Nelly, them niggas played from the South.
They played that on Flex, but not
I'm
on the
South. I'm talking about, see, first of all, Nelly, remember, what era you talk about? Remember, I don't want to do all that, but... Remember, no, you're a little under me, so you understand. When I was outside, they was playing that shit.
But who
nigga,
was
when we went to motherfucking... No! Nigga was on Hot Boy. Nigga was on Hot Boy shit at
Rams.
Rams Ball.
Yeah, they was playing.
Rams Ball. We were playing Hot Boys. Non-Double, first of all, Non-Double was ahead of me. I don't know about him. Ahead of me when it comes to this outside shit. I used to listen to NWA, all that shit. When it comes to that South shit... Not Mel. Listen to every fucking thing. Put you on shit, had the videos on. Yo, and I was like, yo, word boy. I'm like, oh shit, I like this song, but I never saw the video.
Me and my urn. We bought the new phone, got the Juvenile tape the same day. We put that shit on, we came to the block, niggas was clowning us. Like, I listen to this shit. I said, this shit.
Except for me.
Crazy.
One thing that had me was that.
2 months
boy.
Later. Everybody playing that shit.
The everybody.
The niggas was telling me we tripping was banging it. I said
look,
that. We told y'all.
You hear bitch, y'all want a hot one.
No, that one.
It was hot.
300 degrees.
300 degrees.
You see me, I eat these shit and talk rap.
Speaking of that, nice interlude.
Y'all see
the tiny guys?
You know about Tiny Desk? I'm going to put you on Tiny Desk before you go. But Tiny Desk... Tiny Desk is a platform where they play... They take mainstream artists and they do like almost like an unplugged type of concert.
Live performance.
It's unplugged, basically.
In a library.
In a live band. But it's like a library background.
Yeah.
And they just did one with Juvenile and he did 400 Degree. He did High... He did, and Manny Fresh was there with him playing on the keyboard.
Wow. Manny Fresh.
No, but I'm just saying.
See, them baby, two doing they don't like it, but they them niggas can play together.
That's a different vibe because, you know, if you see
him at a show. Juicy is a whole artist in himself.
Keyboard shit.
That's what Nas was doing. And then Jay-Z bit him. Yeah. Jay-Z bit Nas style.
Yo. And
had a live band back there beside the roots.
I want to be on record saying that Juvie was the first motherfucker down south doing motherfucking East Coast music, blending motherfucking that down south with that up north shit. Cause niggas was going nuts with motherfucking that fucking Juvie, and he did a remix with niggas up top. And then that spread that whole. That what was that? That Cash Money.
Done diggers bust your guns.
What was that?
Yeah.
What was that tour? What was that tour that killed it?
That was Rough Riders.
Was that the Rough Riders Cash Money tour?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You can't say they were the first one to do that because them niggas was doing that shit back then.
Who?
They ain't do no tours.
Who?
I said they ain't do no tours, but they rap together.
Who rap together like that?
All them country niggas did.
Well, up north niggas?
Yeah. All them country niggas.
Who?
Bumpy and them gonna fuck wood up.
No, that's West Coast. Well, Bumpy is
down
like,
south. They down south.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
Them niggas wasn't doing motherfucking...
The first song that was hot, that was back then? You're going to make me think right now. Keep talking. I'll come back with you.
All right. Look, I don't got a stat, baby, right here.
I'm in a moment. I'm going to think about my old stat, brain. Baby.
You got
old
brain. Old brain. All the way. All right. When motherfucking Juvie started, when Cash Money.
Okay,
here.
Cash Money.
Cash Money.
We was on it before.
Started linking with them niggas. Exactly.
We was on that shit. We banging that shit. That's why Jay jumped on.
Heavy.
I'm going with something. I'm going to tell you something. And you're like, oh,
Just like. Busta, Cornerstone, that motherfucking the feature. I see motherfucking Juvie bridging the gap between that motherfucking the up north and down south shit.
Niggas was fucking with Juvie shit.
Heavy.
And they still do. Back That Ass Up is a universal twerk song. Right. Universal.
Heavy.
That shit come on.
It's grandmother's great.
Universal. That universal. Let me see you bump them things. Shit that ass up, booty.
Nah.
At a party.
Damn,
yeah, that shit was.
That was when my era.
Was outside.
People still play that.
People was outside.
You know what was big too?
So now when
the Daisy Duke song
that came out, I'm not gonna put that. Let's let other people.
Does he roll?
Go put some money in the podcast. Do all that, but you gotta subscribe and then say we gonna put that shit on. We gonna play this shit. Y'all vote on it. How about that? That's what we do.
Back that ass up. Back that ass up.
Shit. Don't say nothing. Let them vote.
Back that ass up.
Look, and I don't want your auntie voting 5 times. I don't want your auntie voting. No, look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do it. Because your auntie going to win. Your auntie going to be like, yo.
I don't know that. Dude, the brown was on the hook.
Dude, the brown was on the hook.
Shout out to 8th grade. 7th grade.
That was that. Put that with the dude back.
Come on, man.
You put that on all the girls. They put that shit on the
But now, when you come do it, back that ass up.
They gotta have yo.
Yeah, that is dope. All right, play one song right quick and let them hear it and go in there and then look, subscribe, do that little
go
thumbs
up. Go to the
up.
Comments.
Yeah, but do some. Cause I just started a war right now. Uncle Luke, I roll with you. Made Fresh,
what
Wayne,
is it?
All
what?
Y'all, I roll with you. But what see, I say Uncle Luke, that was Uncle Luke's song.
Doodle Brown against motherfucking
Back that ass up. Vote on it.
What's it?
Vote on it.
Y'all
vote on it.
Hear
it
here live.
Vote on it.
We got the bags right there.
That's the heroin chair.
We got the motherfucking. Whoever sit there.
That's the heroin chair.
Vote on it.
That's
the motherfucking vibe for the night.
You, I'll go over there. You better not do that shit.
You know what I mean? That's a vibe for the night. That's a question.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm playing around my grandmother and my aunts.
Doodle Brown.
And see what's dope.
Or back that ass up. We're going to put that shit in the motherfucking. In the comments, we're gonna put that poll up. Which one is what?
That's what he like.
Go online and vote. Do the brand.
Do the brand. Do
the brand.
I was in a sandwich all the time.
You
had me in a sandwich. Yeah.
What? What? You and yo.
Yeah. This was what brung their mothers
out. This right here, they go around the
table. That brung their mothers out.
I feel like this should be happening to everybody. Yeah. That's why they run us in there, bro.
Look,
everybody
shake
this
will bring
out.
This will bring out
everybody.
The 30s, 20s, 40s. But that shit.
That's
stupid, boy.
That's me.
video to this. When the boys
come on, you start.
I remember you had a tango with the dial.
When you start real like
that. It's a little hat with your little. Yeah.
Do the bread and all. She's right on. Do the bread and all. She don't stop.
She should go find Luke and make that shit.
Exactly.
She do Doodle Brown with Luke. That's gonna make my
pussy. That's the remix.
My booty hole brown.
Oh, Luke.
I just sent you something.
I heard it head first.
I just wanna
don't steal.
Just throw it in the video. Just throw it in the video.
Yeah.
Throw it in the video.
What? Booty old Brown?
Hook me up.
Deal with Luke.
With Luke?
Do the Brown?
Oh, shit.
That should go crazy. What? That's money on money on money.
Hey, Luke. Help me flow, Luke. And make a rap a little faster.
I know y'all out there listening and watching, yo. Y'all know y'all watching, yo. Y'all hearing this. And y'all motherfucking gonna take this shit. Just give us motherfucking
Uncle Luke. I know you do a lot for football players. A lot of people come from your camp. But help that girl. Help that girl with her rap.
Yo.
That brown.
That shit is the illest fucking idea ever.
That go
off. My booty hole like, brown.
Don't stop.
Remix the Doodle Brown beat and drop that up.
Hey, y'all, he brought out the actual strings for this shit.
Oh, no, we not gonna do that, bro. I don't wanna get flagged, yo.
I
don't wanna get flagged, though, bro. I don't wanna get flagged.
Greatest love song, bro.
Greatest love song, bro. Hey, one thing, bro.
Nah, bro.
All niggas doing that shit now.
You gotta understand, bro. This is a different motherfucking realm. These are different streets. You heard? These are different streets. These are different streets. When you play in these YouTube streets, these niggas motherfucking play different, nigga. Niggas flag shit, take your fucking page and all that shit all over. Niggas playing shit in the background. And we fucking try not to do that. Because I don't motherfucking owe nobody shit. You heard? And I ain't trying to start. I hate motherfucking parking tickets. Because niggas act like I owe them. Because I parked my car on
shit, they tried to get a ticket the other day while we was outside.
Nigga, I motherfucker.
Nigga, we outside.
They did that shit last night. I pulled up and parked. Motherfucker crap up on me. I flashed my lights on. I said, nigga, keep it pushing. The fuck? I fuck you out there on the late night. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Giving niggas tickets.
That's they move now.
How?
That's they move. I don't know.
Nigga,
bro.
This ain't even a motherfucking... This ain't even times of operation.
That's the night that Carol Lamont is doing that shit.
Parking is 24 hours?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Jersey City, hell yeah.
Y'all gotta get the fuck out of here with that one. Jersey City, I need to get the fuck out of here with that one. Fuck this, what's the mayor's name?
Full up.
Fuck Full Up. If you check
and Jeremiah Haley.
And all the rest of them niggas. You check my background, I've been saying fuck them niggas. Them niggas ain't been doing shit for us. They ain't doing shit to motherfucking make shit better. They just out here motherfucking supporting, you know what I mean? Likewise, them other colored people, them non-colored people, they're trying to do whatever the fuck they want and moving us out.
The Taliban.
Y'all heard about the shooting in Baltimore?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Bro, I turned on the 28 people injured. And all this shit, I thought it was 30.
It's
two people dead,
28.
Yeah, bro, what you gotta do with niggas over there killing each other?
And there was babies that died, bro.
No babies died.
They was kids.
They were teenagers, got shot.
No, they said it was two kids died.
It wasn't babies. They wasn't babies. It was just
13 and 32.
It wasn't babies.
I mean,
a baby is a baby. It wasn't a baby. No, don't put down no baby. No point is us, we doing it to each other. 13
is a baby, bro.
We doing it to each other. No, fuck all that. We doing it to each other.
I didn't really know about the Baltimore thing. I was going to bring up the mass shooting in Philly. You heard about that?
Yeah, that one too. I heard about that one.
Walked up on the corner with an assault rifle.
And just started letting off?
Five people. From 15 to 51.
Damn, yo.
It was some nigga named Kim Brady Carica. That's his name, Kim Brady character. He was some wild guy, bro. He just walked up on the corner and just dumped on everybody. But then somebody else found a gun or picked up a gun, started dumping back at him. That's when he stopped. He had body armor on. He was coming to walk niggas down. He killed five of them. 2-year-old baby in a hospital and a 15-year-old boy in a hospital. And five dead.
That's crazy.
I just seen the video of the cop body cam that took down
We talk about everybody getting shot. But why is people doing this? Because things is getting rough out here. People want to eat.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with niggas eating, bro. This shit ain't got nothing to do with niggas eating, bro. It ain't got shit to do with niggas eating. You think niggas is out here killing niggas because they ain't eating?
Yeah, I think some niggas ain't struggling.
Yo, if you got money to buy bullets, nigga,
you got
money to buy food. You know how much motherfucking, how much expensive a case of bullets is?
I gotta be the guy that can stop.
Nah, don't play devil advocate. Nigga, you know, this why we here. This is exactly why we here.
I can't keep talking the same way you talking because anybody gonna listen.
Shitting me, nigga. They listening.
That shit is fucking.
Why they kill him? They ain't eating.
They got guns.
They are crazy.
It's guns on guns on guns.
They don't give a fuck. That's why I want you to see. Keep going. They don't give a fuck. They want to just kill, kill, kill.
Hold on, you heard that?
It's fireworks, nigga. It's the 4th of July. Come on, man.
Let me tell you something.
It's the 4th of July. Don't get scared. Right.
Everybody that's watching this shit, get a bow and arrow, get a gun, and get a big ass knife. Because one day, some shit gonna happen.
Rambo?
No. Some shit gonna happen. You gotta protect yourself. And you gotta protect your mom, wherever you live at.
And every homeowner go on a shotgun.
Every homeowner, no shotguns.
You hold it.
Get you two rubber bullets.
Get a first rubber bullet and then you blast the ass. But no handgun.
And you gotta load it the right way. You load
one buckshot kill, some shit like that.
Yeah, you gotta load.
No, when you in the one city, bird. one buck, one kill. One buck, one kill. One buck, one kill. You ain't playing.
That's how it goes.
It's a wombat.
It's supposed to be a wombat.
It's supposed to be buck, slug. Fuck a handgun.
It's supposed to be buck, slug.
Yeah. No. Buck, slug, where we live at.
Well, actually, bird, slug.
Bird, slug.
Bird, slug, yeah. But you can do anything after that. You mix it up after that.
First thing, your first three bullets is
supposed to be,
I'm protecting myself.
I'm not trying to kill. Two, I'm this gonna is going in. Boom! But that motherfucking bird shot a tear nigga the fuck up.
That shit aimed at the head.
Nigga, y'all see what happened to the motherfucking little Ray Ray when he tried to jump over that wall.
Willie Manchester.
Bird shot to the back. Bow.
I hit his little ass.
Yeah. But see, man, that goes to show you, keep your hands clean. Don't steal.
Hey.
Hands clean.
Yep. Don't steal.
Sir, Ray Ray got your kid, son, out there still in the car radio.
Yeah, don't steal.
It's
a podcast and having fun, but I'm telling y'all, don't do the shit that they talk about, because you're going to get blown in the back or a chin shot off. I don't know what the fuck they say. Because some of y'all, the young kids is watching this shit. They the ones that's up.
I don't know if the young ones listen. I don't know if y'all listening, you know what I mean?
Bro, look, let me tell you something. If you see your mother having a hard night, give her a kiss, and clean up the goddamn dishes, whatever for your mother. If you see your father having a hard night,
make it easier for them.
You got a little cousin or a little somebody spend a night with you when they want to eat your last peanut butter sandwich, share with them. Don't give them your last. Share. Don't ever give your family your last. Because they'll take a
bill
of you.
This nigga, yo.
You ain't gonna lie, though.
That's a good title. Don't share too much.
Yeah. Hey, don't share too much. You share with your cousins, you do what you got to do. We never came with, we had everything.
Don't share too much?
Nah. I shared a lot with my friends.
That's why your friends is just still your friends.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's why I'm gonna say
no now. No, you're not getting a piece of my cheeseburger. No, you ain't getting my shrimp steak. No, you ain't getting my Hennessy.
And guess what? And your
and your
real friends would be like, yo, this nigga been saying no his whole life.
And just take it.
He told me no his whole life, but guess what? Still got that burger.
Yeah,
your piece, yo.
But be real friends and real company.
That's real shit.
Word.
You heard? That's probably the motherfucking real
you
shit.
You talk about this endless shit?
You know what I mean?
So what?
Endless.
Oh, yeah, the ESPN laid off half the...
Damn!
You never talk about that shit? No, I don't talk about that shit.
Why not?
Yeah, no, see, white boy. All the niggas talk about
got
sports. They
fired. Some guy bagged, some didn't.
My shit not here yet.
Shit changing, man. It's a podcast world for real.
Yeah.
And they know,
is it? Are they gonna come into this space?
Motherfuckers.
Are they gonna come into this space? Are they gonna come into the YouTube?
No, you
don't
talk about that shit.
You look at it like this.
I heard that shit.
Wait.
Stephen A. Smith.
But I look at it like this.
You gotta do your shit. They did that shit was 2 days ago.
Check it out, though.
Talk about it now? No. Talk about what's going on.
Now, seeing that they doing this right here. How does motherfucking that shit fit into the whole society of boom? You been motherfucking playing football this many years, da da da. You thought you were motherfucking gonna do whatever, but now most motherfuckers was falling back on commentating and motherfucking these little sports shows, ESPN, shit like that, trying to get a seat on one of these shows. But now these motherfuckers ain't got that seat no more because they done fired. Way more than motherfucking
first of all,
what was there.
Bro,
so what
bro,
you think coming?
But bro, if they let them go as a layoff, because they don't get fired, the whole point is a lot of the motherfuckers they ain't renewing their contract. Bless you. They ain't renewing their contract, right?
Trying.
Now some people can fight for the contract, some people can't. I ain't with all that shit where I'll watch Stephen A. Smith and see what he said, whatever. Oh, he ain't safe with all this shit. Whole point is the business. They make money off of us going to do this and that, far as people, right? Now, I got a contract coming up. If you don't know my contract, this shit ain't getting, I shouldn't live like, first of all, bless you.
Bless.
Let's make it more interesting with Disney and everybody. Stop hiring these motherfuckers that made millions of dollars in their own work ethic and then get somebody that don't have nothing. You get motherfuckers that got names. You're not getting nobody that just sit out here and work. You're not doing nothing to help a community. You're doing shit so people see Disney films, Disney shows. They're not doing shit about us. No. And we worry about them, Susie, all the motherfuckers, they got fired out of all of their business. I'm a G in there. Yes, I will say that. I'm a G in there. I make thousands of dollars. A year I get paid a certain amount. I make thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fucking millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a thousandaire.
Mm-hmm.
But stop hiring us. Put us over there and see what we can do.
Yeah.
You can't control us.
Look, but that's...
But I'll make $1 million off you for 1 year and fire me.
Look at how everything's playing out. Look at how everything's playing out.
First of all, my whole thought is, fuck all the people that got fired because they are millionaires.
What's the shit with that they just passed? And they just canceled affirmative action. They just canceled affirmative action, right?
Yeah.
So it's not, you are obligated to hire this many blacks, this many women.
No black people gonna get hired.
But listen, why? This is what I'm saying.
Let me paint the picture before you start talking about it. That doesn't matter.
We got rid of people that was making this not just white people. It's not just.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is why.
Look, let me finish talking, nigga.
Nah, you just cut me off.
Let me finish talking, cause you ain't never let me finish getting my statement out.
You cut me off before I was even finished.
Nigga, I ain't even finished talking before you started talking.
Okay,
you cut me off.
All right, boom.
As of now, they've gotten rid of affirmative action, right? So now motherfucking ESPN is laying off all of these people. They are not obligated to bring in what you think would suit them up. Oh, the one that's been sitting there doing this, the black motherfucker, the female, the person that been sitting the Spanish, there putting the Thai, putting in all that races, all that shit is out the window now. It's all out the window. You heard? But this is my thing. Do you think that they are gonna motherfucking spin it and start bringing in a whole new group of people that will take the low ball? They take the low number. Cause, you know what I mean? Because they'll bring in a whole fucking era of
no young. They just hired Pat McAfee, black
females,
and his whole crew. Pat McAfee coming, a whole crew of football players that play there. They getting some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that means you making moves. So now you want some diversity. You want some different shit. You don't want to be
you
the
know,
same people.
You know this? You know this for
I'm
a fact?
You, I'm looking at it on the outside looking in.
You know this
on the outside looking in, just watch what I say. Because it might come true. They ain't giving it to Stephen A. Like he said, that motherfucker bringing the bread in. They ain't going to get rid of Molly because he fucks with Molly. You know what I'm saying? They going to get rid of Swaggle, all the people. That's who he fuck with.
JJ Redick still there?
No, he's done too. Mm-hmm. Well, he's done too.
Fucking, so you got a whole motherfucking. You know what I mean? You got no, so no, many no, slots.
I don't think JJ Redick.
Who you bringing in with them slots?
Yeah, JJ Redick safe.
Fucking
but now the whole point is, I ain't talking about Stephen A. getting everybody hired. The money coming in. So they want new. They got. You got. McAfee got.
We need contracts.
Hulk, all the people coming with him. No, he got Hulk and all the people coming with him. Know what I'm saying? So you got to make room. Everybody got to have their own spot.
Yeah.
You even got, what's his name? Pac-Man. Pac-Man with him. Pac-Man about to get a job on fucking, when Pac-Man be on ESPN, you're going to be like, yo, shit, Pac-Man, you're going to get caught at the strip clubs, fighting all the time, doing a lot of crazy shit. Pac-Man Jones will have a spot on because of McAfee. Watch what I tell you.
I hear him, right?
Watch what I tell you.
Somebody screenshot this and make sure y'all screen record this.
Pat McAfee band, Pac-Man in, Hawk, all them niggas gonna have that. They gonna fill them spots that got fired. They gonna pull some. And you know who else coming in?
Make sure y'all screen record this. You know who else coming this.
In? What's his name from Denver? Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp going ESPN?
Watch.
You think so?
Yeah, of course he is. Y'all let them go FS1 because they try to fuck with them far as the first take and all that
shit. No, bro. I don't know, bro.
Now he winning. I'm going to win. I'm going to get rid of everybody that meets your fucking money. Because everybody going to want to fuck with you now because you got to let go over there and you're going to skip a lot of beef. That's the hottest thing right now.
All right.
Business-wise. And me and Ish had a beef, right?
I'll give you one better.
Give me 2 minutes.
I'll give you one better.
Give me 2 seconds. Me and Shad a beef, right? We working together. I don't fuck with him. On a real tip for our business, for our TV. But we cool. But we meet a snag. We don't work together no more. Cause I said some bullshit to him on live air. But old boy did this Shannon, right? It was set up so they could break up. Now he don't wanna fuck with me no more, right? So he go to leave. I'm on FS1 by myself. ESPN know that if we bring him over just to ESPN to do anything, everybody gonna watch. We gotta pay this nigga. We got 20 people that these shows don't even make no sense no more. We've been doing this shit too long. We gonna cut this shit down to 4 shows. 1 o'clock show, 4 o'clock show, 8 o'clock show, 10 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
That was 4 shows, right? I'm telling you, watch how that shit go. I'm not saying it's a fact, but I'm telling you, as a business mind, I'm going to cut that shit down to 4 shows. Now, everybody don't got cable no more. You got to stream. Mm-hmm. That's what they talk about. The money's fucked up, too. Nobody go to movies. Nobody
do shit. Support niggas, you know what I mean?
Nobody go to movies no more. Nobody go see a movie. I ain't go to a movie since I got a Fire Stick.
Nigga, allegedly, you watch that new movies on Fire Stick. Allegedly,
I watched it on the 70th.
transgender. I watch Transformers, not that one. Transformers, we grew up on porn.
You watch transgenders?
Robots and everything.
You watch transgenders? What they do?
You watch transgenders on 70?
Transformers, nigga. Robots.
In the skies.
Robots
in
the skies. Transformers a cartoon show.
His robots are saying, talking about my guy, my Kusha Pink, my Woody Hall Brown. That's another robot. What kind of robots you was looking at? You got the other robots.
Yo, bro.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yo. We're going to kill this one tonight, yo. You know what I mean? Niggas just stay locked in, bro. You never know what the fuck is going on.
No, just keep it 100. Kids, love each other. Take care of your grandmothers. Take care of your friends. Take care of a friend that have somebody that need taken care of because they got things that they don't know about. Share your food. Take care of each other, especially if you brown. Especially if you are a dark-skinned person, Dominican, whatever you are. Take care of each other, man. Please. That's all we got to do. Put the guns down. Do what you got to do for yourself. Take care of yourself. And don't do a lot of drugs out here. Don't drink after nobody. Don't let nobody slip you nothing. Don't do anything, man. Trust yourself.
What's up, Keith Murray?
Yes.
Yeah. What's up with my boy, man?
Water. Where he from, motherfucker? Jersey City.
That nigga was dumb up. I said, yeah, he look like so many of my friends.
Nigga, all of my friends. I said, yo, bro, you look like I just hit you up 2 minutes ago. You told you don't come back around here. Don't smoke this on the block. That nigga, yo.
Yo.
That's for another show.
You ain't live, right?
That's for another show. We out. We out, y'all. We out. We out. He said we live. Peace, y'all. Oh, yo. Okay. Kill him. Tell him. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah, yo. So, you already know. You know what I mean? Calm Style Friday is coming to y'all tonight. We already did them pre-recorded for y'all. You know what I mean? We ain't doing them live this week. You know, it was the 4th. Shit got a little wicked. But I got some shit coming for y'all probably in the next hour or two. So stay tuned. Guap Times. Peace.
Peace.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.